I had a student some years ago. I try to work Baba into my courses when I'm teaching, whenever possible. And I have managed to arrange in some of my courses that the students read discourses. And the students get kind of curious sometimes about these discourses. This particular student, she was a real sort of, you might say, tough nut, you know. She was very antagonistic and came to my office and said, you know, what is this? But it was assigned reading. She had to do it. There were exam questions and so on. So then she said, well, all right, I'm going to read these discourses and see what they are. But in that tone, you know, and she was working for me actually, so I would see her fairly often, and she would say, well, I'm reading these things, but it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, how can this be true? Really quite antagonistic. And she was reading, but she was reading them just sort of every day. She was reading a discourse or more. And then after about a week, she came to see me and she said, you know, it's starting to make some sense. And then after about another week, she came back to see me and said, you know, I guess maybe there is something to all this. And this Meher Baba. And then it was some short time after that. One evening, I get this telephone call. Now I don't encourage my students ever to call me at home. In fact, I actively discourage them from doing this. You know? So it's something when a student calls me at home. I get this telephone call, and on the other end, there's this woman who is normally very forthright and almost aggressive. And she's stammering. Something happened to me. And I said, what is this? And so then she relates, you know, well, I was reading the discourses as usual in my living room, and all of a sudden he was there. He appeared there before me, and he didn't actually speak, but he communicated, conveyed something to her, and she was just horrifically upset. It was like she wasn't herself at all. It depends a lot on who it comes from, because you know someone and then they call you up, which is unusual in the first place, and they're, you know, utterly distraught. And I've never had anything like this ever happen to them before, and then all of a sudden there's Baba in the living room. So then you're inclined to believe a little, you know. I think it's something like, it never happens to me. Why doesn't it ever happen to me? That's what I'd like.
Did she get an A from you?
No, I didn't count that into her grade.
I see.
How do I know? Maybe she made it up.
How did she respond to Baba later? She get really interested in Baba?
But she had a child, and now she has a young child, so she can't come.
To the meetings?
Here.
Oh, here.
In India. You're not going to see her here for some time.